Alright, now we've got a little bit of a oh god, we're still
in the lair.
We're still in the lair beer garden. We've been through a few drinks.
Yeah, our OB seems to be going for months.
Now we've got this. Someone's emailed in.
Right, with a human
dilemma.
Right.
Mm. And it's quite an interesting one, and I have actually been dwelling on it in my own time.
Oh.
Not on the clock.
More effort than you put into this podcast in quite some time.
I know.
So good on you.
Maybe, should we...
Shout. Why don't you go and we'll talk about you for a little bit, and then you can come back and read
I'm not actually leaving. No, maybe I should, because once I leave, I will actually hear what you fuckers say about me.
No, we tell you what we say about
you. We tell
you
what we say about you. It's say things true. Like, Scott's so cool, how do I give it just like him?
Oh, my God. Anyway, we've
and
had
Adam
this later.
Says, just eat a donut every minute.
Should we get to the letter?
Oh, sorry.
Okay, right,
sorry.
Should we use the
sorry,
right
Bumbo, you were talking.
Oh.
Kirsty Ellie has something very important
to share. Boko duno da solo. All right.
It's funny because he's fat.
Yeah.
All right.
Look, we won't use a real name. Let's call this chap
Bevan.
The letter goes thusly. Hello, handsome gentlemen of the Poofcast.
Oh, well, it's a lie from beginning to
exactly.
end.
Are there two Poofcasts?
Yeah. I have a dilemma. Recently, whilst...
Dilemma.
Okay, we've had a few beers. Recently, whilst perusing Scruff, solely for scientific research purposes...
Oh, that's like what Toby does it for when he tells Peter.
Indeed.
Research.
It's for the Poofcast.
I happened upon the profile of a man I know. The picture is clearly him, age, height, location, and interests all tally up, so unless he has an identical twin brother, I know he doesn't, this is the man.
Right.
I only really know him through my bestest gal pal, aka Hag Prime.
Hag Prime!
Which is like, is she a transformer? I'm not sure.
Yes, she transforms from a fat woman in black clothes to a fat woman in black clothes
yes.
with a glitter hat.
Yes.
And a car.
To a Honda Jazz, yeah. I only know him through my bestest gal pal, and he and I haven't spent a great deal of time together, but I'm certain it is him nevertheless. Now, the issue is, as you may already have realised, this guy from Scruff is my gal pal's husband. And I know that they are not in any sort of open relationship. Should I mention anything to my gal, as she's been fucked over by dickwits in the past and I'm a bit protective of her? Should I approach her husband, subtly tell him what I know, or should I remain silent? I'd appreciate any advice you could give. That
right,
is a very sticky situation.
My first question, Bevan, is
yes.
how do you know they're not in any kind of open relationship?
Oh, well, I guess that
world,
does need to be considered.
The world is a complicated place,
yes.
And I know it breaks your heart to think that your bestest fag hag wouldn't share everything with you, but maybe she doesn't, and
maybe
she doesn't. this is fine.
Well, can I posit another theory?
Yes.
Bestest fag hag.
Yes.
Now, fag hags generally, what's the terrible stereotype we always apply to them?
That they want a rude gay man.
Yeah. She's found the one.
Yeah. We will save a little bit for her, perhaps.
Yeah. That will stick in the 3 centimetres that she asks for while copying it up the date from everyone else.
Right.
Stick in the champignon.
Champignon.
Oh, my God. The button mushroom. Right in the clacker.
I think what Bevan is asking in so many words is what is...
Do I say anything?
What is his moral responsibility?
Does
he have a responsibility... To gasbag.
He's a gay.
He is a gay.
So your moral responsibility is to tell everyone and tell frequently.
And hopefully it'll just get back. Yeah.
I mean, he's told us and we've never even met.
No. No, this is true.
Yeah, I mean, do you...
He has a responsibility to his friend. He has to do the best thing
for
his
I would argue
friend.
That he has, yes. Yeah. And with this knowledge... comes great responsibility.
Yeah.
Because if he was being fucked around, and let's call her by a real name, Astrid, knew that he was being fucked over, she would tell him.
If Astrid knew that Troy was rooting Troy,
then Astrid would tell Bevan that Troy
was rooting Troy.
That's what friends do.
Well, that's what fag hacks do, because they want you to be miserable, so you can hug them and cry.
So,
but so this is my advice, Bevan.
So the question hinges on what will make Astrid happiest.
Yes. But I guess so. Oh, well, I think the question hinges on what do friends do? Is this something that he wants to stick his nose into?
Yeah.
And my advice would be to go, because, you know, I'm coming from experience. I'm coming from the 14-year-old boyfriend, you know, having sex with my best friend.
Yes.
You had a 14-year-old boyfriend?
No, for boyfriend of 14 years. God, I mean, admittedly, he was 14 when we broke up.
I remember, that's right, you were dating that fetus for ages.
Yeah.
It was an arranged marriage.
No, you were in a relationship of 14 years.
An arranged relationship of 14 years. My partner of 14 years was having an affair with my best friend and nobody told me. But
how many people knew, though?
Well, just
other than your boyfriend and your best friend.
Our other best friend who knew. Who knew.
Oh,
who,
I didn't know that someone knew.
Who actually did this. Who
spoke to you about it?
No, who didn't. But he went to my boyfriend and said, "This is fucked. If you don't tell Scott, I will.
I'm going to."
So you're saying that Bevan should confront Scruff Guy?
I think first step is to actually talk to the guy and say, "Look, I know this. I've seen this. I know it's you. What's going on?" And he might say, "We have an open relationship." He might say, "We have an agreement."
He might say, likes to flick herself off while I get fucked up the ass by a man in front of her.
He might say, "I'm just window shopping. There's nothing in it."
Yeah. He might say, "He's just window shopping." But I think he might say,
"It's just for wanking."
Well, yeah. But if that's the case, but he said, you know, I think he needs to get to the bottom of it.
We can't laugh every time we say
that. Yeah, I know. We say it so much.
I know. But, we say it like every 2 minutes.
I feel like that if something is going on, if he's rooting around on her, I think you need to do that. I think you need to say, "Well, look, this is affecting someone that I love very much."
Fuck, that's a big ask. Someone you scarcely know.
Yeah. But I think the first step is to talk to him.
Yeah.
I think the first step, and it might be to say, "If you don't tell her, I will."
I mean, my other issue is, like he says, you know, he's making a meal out of the fact that, yes, this says he's the same height and the same this and the blah, 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 and the photos of him.
Yeah.
But we all know how many fucking bullshit artists there are on
the internet. Oh, someone's stolen a photo.
He might have stolen a photo.
Someone might have been cruising Adult Matchmaker where he's had a profile for who knows how long from before he met Astrid the Fat
Yeah,
Mag.
True.
And gone, "Well, I'm just going to take all these stats, and then when I turn up and I'm a 4 foot, you know, ugly fat dwarf,
yeah,
then they just have to deal with that fact, and maybe I'll get a gobby out of it anyway." Yeah. Like, maybe he's being stooged.
Well, maybe he is. Well, I guess that's why he needs to go and talk to the guy and maybe get
to... Do you know what? I think you're right, Scott.
The bottom of it.
Because he obviously feels disturbed about it. Yeah. He can't look Astrid square in the face.
Exactly.
Until he resolves it.
Because...
Even though her face is probably about a kilometre in diameter.
Yeah, yeah. And actually perfectly square. Yeah.
And you know they're usually cross-eyed. They've usually got a lazy eye, so it's probably quite difficult.
But then again... Look like Helen Razor. If, you know,
If
you know, heaven forbid, this is going on and he's rooting guys behind her back, eventually it is going to come out. Yeah. And if she finds out that her best pal knew all along, she's going to say, "Why the fuck didn't you say something?" And that's where the responsibility lies.
And there's ways you can do it too. Like, I mean, it's a bit of a long bow to draw, but perhaps you can contrive a situation, Bevan, where you're at the barbecue, the grand final barbecue, whatever you people do, and and you're standing next to Troy and you just go, "Oh gosh, look at this person on Scruff. Heavens above. Isn't that, oh gosh, he's just like..."
Or message him on Scruff, meet up, have sex with him, and make it infinitely more complicated.
I think if he just messaged him on Scruff and said, "Dude,
are you who I think..."
"Oh, yes. Are you who I think you are?
You are.
If so, what
fuss?" Maybe don't do that after four pots.
Yeah. Mm. Now you're doing the vessel with the pestle. Turn into a Danny Kaye song.
Yeah.
Maybe do that.
"Are you who the thing that
the think
and
I
the
am that you are will be?"
What?
Basically, maybe message him and say, "I said a who
do you think you are?
Do you think you are?" All right. right. We're clearly drunk.
We're clearly drunk.
we're trying to answer someone's serious letter about infidelity in the beer garden at the Land.
I'm not going to work.
Which is really the home of infidelity.
Yeah, you've got to go to work tonight.
You've got to go to work. But I think, yes, I think first stop is talking to him, whether it's through Scruff or whether it's face to face.
Yeah.
But I think you owe it to your gal pal friend.
Gal pal friend.
But even if it is nothing, even if they have an agreement, she knows you've got her back.
Yeah.
I mean, even if
but
it's not going to get awkward.
He won't be relaxed until he resolves it. He's clearly tied up in knots about it.
Exactly. Yeah. But I think that, you know, if it does get resolved, it might get resolved really simply. It might be, we've got an agreement, everything's fine. But at least your gal pal knows, your gal pal.
Why am I giggling?
Yeah. Move it, shake it, do it. Who do you think you are?
I've got something about gal, but the word gal pal.
Gal pal.
No, I was singing the Spice Girls to myself.
Oh, really?
Shake it to the left if you're having a good time. Shake it to the right. Something.
That's a different song.
Oh.
Yeah,
no,
but
they're
I'm
all
moving
the same.
Through the catalogue.
Oh, they're all the same.
To become
a... Oh, God. Oh, this is what it's... Look, I'm going to go get a beer.
Can I have one?
Hello, darlings.
Oh, my God.
Hello, sweeties. How are you?
Come over.
Did you see Scott on his way through?
Yes, I saw him pass by. He went into the toilet.
Oh, you passed each other just by the side of that awkward theatrical contrivance.
Yes, we did.
I can't fit on this chair next to you. I didn't know I was
packed it on. Yes. I'm so sorry.
What are you doing here?
Well, I just got here. I've just put Tristan to bed.
No, I banned him in the sling at Club 80.
Yes, he sleeps in the sling, but I have to strap him in because he's a sleepwalker. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Where does he go?
Well, he goes to the cat flap and pretends it's a glory hole. Oh, the number of times.
And Mr.
Come
Tiddles
home.
Is just one man.
Yeah, exactly. Yes.
Now, we've been talking about infidelity on the Scruff.
Oh, gosh.
Someone's seen their best friend's boyfriend.
Oh,
on
gosh.
Scruff.
Oh, that's
their
awkward.
Their straight lady best friend's boyfriend.
Right.
Is, now, I mean...
Right. No, I did
I feel weird asking you this in the beer garden of the Laird.
It is
they don't
quite
normally
old,
let
it?
Women or men dressed as women in here.
Well, no, I had to dress in here.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah, I came in wearing my leathers and then
put the
wig on.
Over the wall.
I thought you had tunnelled in.
parachuted in from the train station.
No, I actually came in through the cat flap. Now, I do have some advice.
Right.
Because you've been unlucky in love.
I have been unlucky in love.
You have had some terrible relationships.
Awful relationships. Most of them gone for 10 or 15 minutes. But I did get a really lovely cab ride out of it. So,
but then
You focus on the positive. Mm. But no, so I do have some advice for this young gentleman.
Mm. Yes.
Fuck him. Straight men are hot. They are so hot.
Oh, that's all.
Oh no, they are so hot.
They are.
Oh my god.
You are correct.
Because Bruce. they once you finish, they turn around and say things like, "Oh, that was tighter than a veg," and it's so hot.
Oh my god.
So hot.
Prue, can I tell you something?
Yes.
A straight female friend of mine confessed to me the other day that she has been taking it up the pooper.
Oh really?
Yes.
And what's in it for them? I don't get that.
I don't get it.
What is in it for them?
Well,
I don't see why you do that.
She was just doing it because he wanted to.
Well, of course he wanted to. That's not a surprise.
Oh, she's a bit sloppy around the front.
Oh, okay, right.
Do you want to be perfectly honest? I don't know why women have sex at all.
No. No.
Like, it's not very good.
No, it's not. Mustn't be.
Like, what is the best case scenario?
Just because it's not
been
very good with you and women.
What is the best thing that could happen?
Well, a baby, clearly.
Some fucking bogan with a jet ski rubs himself off on your front bum.
And on your front bum.
Have you had it all done? Are you all fixed up down there?
No, I'm all man down below.
Oh, yes. So yeah.
It's just up top that things get a bit hairy. Which, and when I say hairy, it does look, hair on breasts is not something you want to see that often.
But she said she's subsequently tried to get someone to go in there and they're confronted by it.
What, with her pooper?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Well, she's clearly not keeping it clean enough. Or that first time really did some fucking damage. Oh, God. Oh, Christ. It looks like the eye of Sauron down there.
Jesus. Apparently she was very Sauron.
Oh, I'll bet. Oh, bitch. Oh, I just don't understand what happened. The mechanics of it all. Oh, just two holes that close together makes me feel a bit queasy. Oh, I know.
It's a bit like I always confuse Bendigo and Ballarat, so
yeah,
I'd be
exactly.
Yes, I would be ruinous.
Oh, it's just.
When you did do the lady business,
yes.
Did you ever go in the back?
No.
You can't even buy toilet paper, for Christ's sake. There's no way you're getting that on your cock.
Well, frankly, it was a bit close to the bone.
I don't think it was anywhere near the bone. No.
I think that would have been a bit struggling for the bone, to be perfectly honest.
You don't want to know. It's like Rwanda in the 90s. You don't want to know about the atrocities that took place.
No, that's true.
I think it's like I saw it, but I never want to see it again.
Right. Really? You know what? Yeah.
Terrible.
Can I just say this is quintessentially Talking Puffy, that someone has written in with a very serious dilemma and we've degenerated into fucking chicks up the arse. Okay, this is... Oh, here we go. Right. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Tristan's here. Tristan, he sleptwalked here.
Oh, no.
Oh, God.
What are you going to do?
Oh, well, I don't know. He's clearly missed Wet on Wellington. So, I don't know. I'm just...
Is that noise your fake breasts banging together?
Yes, it is. Yes, let me tell you, that holiday in Bali really solidified things up there.
Well, it's your fault for cutting corners and getting aluminium implants.
Indeed. No, look, I've got to take Tristan home because I can't wake him up or he'll die. Oh, God. So awful.
Oh, God.
Well, thanks for helping us with our question,
Prue. It's good to see you, Prue.
Right. Nice. Mwah, mwah. Oh, but Tristan, this way. Tristan. Oh, God, I'll have to buy a kebab and lead him home with that.
They were just too drunk, too smashed to even know what they were doing. But they were having a great time. They were giggling and laughing and...
Talk Puffy to me.
Have you heard about this thing that's got where the Catholic Church have cracked the shits with nuns?
Nuns.
For spending too much time concentrating on poverty and welfare and not enough time damning abortionists and homosexuals.
What? Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay, wow.
Who said that?
They've been doing an investigation since 2008 into some group of women in the church in America who have not been doing enough to...
See, my favourite thing that the church has done recently is the Pope came out and made a statement condemning the human race. But he made a statement condemning the idolisation of money.
Yeah.
Sitting on a gold throne, he made this comment.
What is going on with the hierarchy?
Oh, like, my God.
It's so frustrating.
It makes a mockery of the text.
It does. It's like being anything. It's like being a particular supporter of a football team or a coach. It's like being an AFL fan and you know, fucking Nick Revolt is...
You know what it's like? It's like being a Collingwood supporter and the whole thing with Eddie going, no, Nathan needs to take over.
Yeah.
Or we'll lose him to someone else.
I wish I knew what the fuck you were talking about.
But, like, there must be, a billion Christians in the world?
Yeah.
And one Pope.
And one Pope.
And, that fucking asshole ruins it for the rest of us.
Exactly.
Surely there were more temperate people to put into that chair.
Into the Pope chair?
Yeah.
I don't think the role of the Pope is to be temperate. I think the role of the Pope is to...
In the 60s it was. It was all progressive 60s Pope. Mm.
But it's like anything political. There's a whole bunch of Italian motherfuckers arguing amongst themselves.
Old motherfuckers.
Yeah.
And so the most angry, shitty one wins.
Yeah.
Oh, it's like the gold Logie.
it's like four dozen George Pells sitting around arguing, going, you know, who's the biggest cunt out of this bunch to put in the chair?
Yeah.
George Pell. Catholic Church greatest
in nationism. But also, the kind of people that are agitating against poverty and, you know, like nailing lepers' arms back on, they're not the ones that are going to Rome to do the lobbying.
No, they're doing the actual work. Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's like politics.
Yeah.
The people who are doing the work aren't there. The people who are doing the actual work aren't joining Young Labour at Melbourne University and bitch-slapping each other to become, you know, local mayor and then a parliamentary secretary and then, you know?
Indeed.
Yeah, no, it's in... You should look it up. It's a New York Times article about... Wow. Yeah. They've censured all these nuns for...
Stop doing good work.
Stop doing good work.
Bitches.
You've got to get on the abortion and homosexuality bandwagon.
But do you know what else? Like, that's not even, like, correct according to the instruction manual.
No.
No.
Poverty's pretty much top of the list, isn't it?
Yeah.
Good works is pretty important.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure. I do remember reading something. I think it was in the contents or the quick start guide. Like, I haven't read the whole manual.
Yeah. It was in that, because there's Genitalis Sylvaticus bullet points. And I'm pretty sure that it was in bullet points.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Bullets as pointers.
Oh, bullets as pointers.
Yeah, yeah. I'm pretty sure there's a YouTube video about how to work it. I'm pretty sure good works is up there. You know, nailing abortionists, not so much.
I am a girl, so don't ask me any questions about boy stuff, because I won't know it.
Talk poofy to me.
Toby, I think it's a weird place to find Jesus here in the beer garden at the Laird. But he's just gone to the loo and I think he's on his way back.
Well, I might use it for another 20 minutes in that case. You know how Jesus is.
Oh, well, he stands on the bowl. Just sort of hovering above it.
It's all that wine and sacrificed lamb.
Hey, they don't have anything to wipe your hands on in there. I just come back from... I did my wheeze, and I can actually change that into wine while I'm doing it. It's amazing. That is the best chick ever.
That is amazing.
They don't have nothing to wipe your hands on.
Jesus, what are you... I mean, it's nice to catch up with you in such informal circumstances.
Are we doing shots? Do you want shots? We'll do shots.
Yes,
I want to do tequila. That'd be nice.
What are you even doing in town?
Oh, like I'm the omnipotent. So there's of course I'm in the Laird Beer Garden. This is where the fun stuff happens.
It's true.
I've seen it on RedTube.
Yeah, absolutely. It's like, stop praying to me. All the voices in my head, the Laird Beer Garden.
Those people aren't praying. They're trying to get your pants undone.
Ah, that's why they're on their knees. That makes perfect sense now.
Listen, Adam and I were just having a chat while you're here. Mm-hmm. But we'll go and get some Jager bombs in a minute.
Mary, Mary, Mary. Mary, Mary, Mary. Yeah, okay, yeah.
While you're here, we were just talking about...
Fuck stains.
How come, like, do you like the Pope? Do you even like the Pope?
No, really. He's like the creepy
Pope
uncle.
Pope Ex-Benedict.
He's like the creepy uncle.
He's not a nice guy.
He's not a nice man. Well, do you know, there's this kind of idea that there's this prophecy, right, where the church will be taken over by the Antichrist.
Right.
I can tell you now, he's not the Antichrist. He's just a cockhead. Okay?
But listen, you are all seeing and all knowing and omnipotent. Why can't you just put a better guy there? Like, why can't you put a good guy there?
Because we have to keep making money for... We have to make a profit, you see? Right. It's for the shareholders. Okay. Imagine the Catholic Church. Imagine the Catholic Church is like the ANZ Bank, right?
Has Alan Joyce gone to heaven recently?
Yeah.
Is that what's happening?
That's what happened.
Grounding the fleet.
Got a whole new bureaucracy.
He's grounded the flying nun.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because she actually, there was an explosion and there were passengers and it got really messy with the flying nun. But
Vice President Petrill.
Yeah. But no, we got a whole new bureaucracy in heaven.
But look, I understand the need to focus on shareholder value. That's important. Yeah. But what about customer satisfaction?
Yeah. There are a lot of customers.
There's a lot of Christians who, you know, don't feel represented by your papa. Things a bit of a cop.
Oh, it's true. It's gotten out of hand. It's nowhere near. You know, like when McDonald's started and they just want to make good hamburgers?
Yes.
And then, like in 2012, they just want to fuck people up. That's pretty much what's happened to the church.
Is that what the bacon's about?
That's what it's about. The only reason that they have pickles in Big Macs is so they're not technically classed as a confectionery. Okay? That's what, so... It's a bit like the Catholic Church.
Right.
It's hard, because they don't actually talk to me.
Really?
No, they don't do none of it. Like, I've sent them emails.
Because Catholics are mad for your mum, aren't they? They're a bit more into Mother Mary, aren't they? You're just a byproduct.
Absolutely. Like Mother Mary, like, I don't want to tell tales out of school, but growing up with her, a little bit mommy dearest. You know, I couldn't have. No, I couldn't have any wire hangers on my cloaks.
No wire crucifixes.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, so
right.
You know, she's pretty tough. She's a pretty tough lady.
So does he talk to her? Does the Pope
talk to her? And she's she's like a shoulder pads and a mobile phone.
She's like Alexa's character.
Exactly! Because it takes a while for the television transmissions to get to heaven. So we're only getting 80s stuff.
So Mary is styling herself after 80s Joan Collins.
Pretty much.
I'm going to double cross you, Blake Carrington, like you've never been double crossed before.
That's right. And I'm trying to style myself on Arnold from Different Strokes.
What you talk about, Mary?
So what would you recommend then? Would you recommend that Catholics that don't like what the Pope is doing, go direct? Is there like a Costco sort of option?
Yeah, there is. We have like
a mail order thing.
It's like a Bunnings of Christianity. Right. It's like a warehouse. Oh,
the Pentecostals. Yeah,
pretty much. Pretty much. But you know, just talk to me. You know, I'm pretty busy. Because, you know, we're doing shots.
Yeah, well, obviously not, because you're in the fucking beer garden.
There's
some African guy who's pretty pissed off with you right now.
Look, it's hard to get to Africa, okay? Because they don't have shots. I mean, they don't have water or adequate healthcare. But you gotta go where you're needed. So I'm here in the beer garden at the Laird, having shots. But people just talk straight to me.
Go direct to the source.
Go direct to the source, and I will do what I can. I mean, you know, they talk about your prayer and Jesus will answer your prayer. Sometimes it's no. Okay. Sometimes the answer
it's
actually
not always yes.
No, it's not always.
Well,
yes.
I guess if it's, you know, you're not the secret, are you?
No, I'm not like Oprah Book Club or something. I'm not nothing magical.
Do you know what I hate, Jesus? Wow. I don't know if you even get this, but like on TV shows like Survivor or something, they'll give it a bit of please, Jesus, help us win the puzzle challenge or something.
We need the pennant.
See, I hate it when they do that. You know what I do when they do that?
Yeah,
I put the Spacker one on their team. Don't ask me. No, I got better things to think about. You can have the scrawny Asian girl or whatever that can't swim, or the, you know, the fat guy who can't climb a tree,
or the fat guy who can't climb a tree,
or the homosexual who just goes, I don't want to be on this team.
I know,
I'm right here.
But I'm gonna go get some shots now, okay?
Okay.
I'll go get a whole tree. Because, you know, like being Jesus, he says, I'll be $245, thank you. I just hand him, like, Monopoly money and make him think it's real. So I'll get a shot. So
you're not a Jedi, Jesus.
I know, but these are not the droids you're looking for. That's why I do that. I don't even need to wave my hand because I'm Jesus. It just comes out of my head.
All right, well, off you go, Jesus. Go and get us some shots.
We'll get some hookers.
Okay.
Okay.
No, not
Jesus Christ, fucking, I hate drinking with Jesus.
I know.
He's just, me.
You know, the worst thing is, you know when you start drinking it, it tastes like tequila, but by the time you've swallowed it, it tastes like blood. It's
awful. I know. Oh, fuck, let's ditch him and go to the Greyhound.
Okay.
Fasten your seatbelts. It's going to be a bumpy night.
Talk Puffy to me.
Right, it's time for Dear Talking Puffy. And
I love this.
Someone has messaged us via the Facebook, because you can now message Talking Puffy like we're an actual person on Facebook.
Oh my god.
And you may receive a reply from one or all of us.
Maybe.
I wish people would use the Facebook more.
Because you don't know how to use the website.
Because I don't know how to use the rest of it.
Yeah.
Well, someone who prefers to remain anonymous.
Hey, well, let's call him Bevan.
All right, Bevan.
Okay. Bevan
from North Melbourne.
Bevan says, hello, Talking Puffy, you hilarious trifecta.
Stop it, Bevan. Wow. Stop it. Stop
Just because I'm wearing a bridle, don't talk about me like I'm a horse.
I'm taken, Bevan. You're wasting your time.
Eagerly anticipating your next Puffcast, as I recently discovered it while scouring the internet for porn.
What a disappointment,
I'm
Bevan.
I'm slowly sifting through your back catalogues.
Oh, is that a euphemism?
And listening to some of the Puffcasts as well.
Oh,
he's got our number. I have a request. I am a trolley dolly.
Right.
Oh, she's a waxy apple.
Oh, wow.
And then he said, surprise, surprise.
Yeah.
For a certain airline, right. Hence the need to remain anonymous.
Right.
And I need some help with witty one-liners I could use for our more challenging clientele.
Oh. So basically you had a snap back at cunts.
Yes. Yeah, right. Perhaps you could discuss this in one of your podcasts. Your fan with a predisposition for stalking.
Yeah. Well, Bevan. Well,
I think...
You can't call him Bevan. It just sounds like... No one's actually called Bevan outside of Young Talent Time, are they?
Maybe they are. They are.
It's tricky because we don't know the specific circumstances. Yes. You know, someone could be needy someone.
Should we do a role play?
Okay, and shake it out. Everyone just warm up. All right.
Well, what I'd like to propose, though, before we get into the role play, is that the sting in the tail is in the actions, not the words.
Yeah.
You can't say things explicitly.
You can't be a complete bitch.
Because Alan Davies will be on his fucking Twitter as soon as you say it. He's going, some bitch on Qantas told me to get fucked.
But a raised eyebrow can achieve quite a lot.
Or when you're doing the safety demonstration, perhaps be a little bit careless when you're tossing the life jacket for someone to hold.
Yes. My favourite, and I'm sure it's completely apocryphal, stories, is about I think it was a Saudi Arabian princess.
Oh, yes, I have heard this.
Who
this
was, you know, awesome. Standing, having a chat, going, la, 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 and the stewardess, the gentleman comes up and says, excuse me, madam, if you could please take your seat for takeoff. We need to have everyone seated so we can start pulling back from the gate. Thank you. And she's like, yeah. So anyway, la 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 la, just banging on, Paris Hilton style. I'm the most important person in the world. And he's like, look, I'm sorry to have to come and trouble you again, madam, but we do need everyone to be seated for takeoff so we can push back from the gate. Thank you. Doors are closed. We've done our cross dress. we would like to, please. Thank you. If you could take your seat. Yeah. Keeps talking. You know, first class. They don't care.
Yep.
And then he's like, look, madam. You are going to have to take your seat or I'm going to have to ask you to get off this plane. And she's gone, excuse me, do you know who I am? I'm a princess. He goes, yes, well, I'm a queen and I outrank you now. Sit the fuck down.
Escape slide, exit.
I love disarm doors and cross the dress. Mm-hmm.
But I think it's more in what you do than what you say. Uh-huh. Like the coffee might take a long time coming.
Yes.
And when it comes, there might be piss in it.
Yeah.
Do you know what? I was on a flight from Bali, the Bintang Express.
Yeah.
You know the one that goes to Perth and then to Melbourne? It takes like 44,000 hours. I was with a celebrity friend of mine.
Right.
We had been holidaying in Bali together because we're both spinsters. Mm-hmm. For my 40th birthday. And like it was the most heinous flight you've ever been on. Like you have never seen so many rank bogans in one place in your life.
Oh no! I got a tram in St Kilda on Saturday night.
Right.
Yeah. Oh fuck.
No, you can't fit that many people on a tram, though.
Right.
I sympathise with your situation because Rhonda doesn't react well in those kinds of
situations. No, she does not. And
quite claustro.
We kept getting all of like it was the Virgin.
Yeah.
We have to pay for everything.
Yeah.
And we kept getting all these free drinks, and we're like, they're going, do you want another gin and tonic, girls? And we're like, okay.
Oh, they're looking after you.
And then we're like, why are you being so nice? And they go, because there's 264 people on this plane and you are the only two who have been polite to us all flight. Because we've been saying please and thank you and you're minding our P's and Q's.
There is a huge entitlement culture. When people get on a plane, as soon as someone walks into an airport, they become a prize arsehole.
Yeah.
They've paid like $60 for their seat or whatever.
Yeah.
They're like, I paid for this seat. And it's not even just to the crew. It's like when people like lean back their seat and you go, actually, that's a bit awkward. Could you maybe go halfway?
It's like, I'm 140 kilos and you are now stabbing me in the stomach with my own tray. Thanks.
Yeah. And also, it's an hour to fucking sit. Sydney, you can sit up straight.
Yeah, sit up.
I paid for this seat.
I paid for this biscuit.
they must feed something into the oxygen supplies of planes that just activates the cunt gland.
Makes people assholes.
I know. You know what? Sorry.
No, go on.
I was going to say, I often will upgrade myself to business because, you know, I get a lot of points from flying over all the time. And I'll go, you know, if it's over 2 hours, like if I'm going to Perth or Cairns or something, I'll go, fuck it, I'll upgrade on points. And I I'm always amazed at how rude all the people around me are, because I'm very excited to be in the big chair.
Where they have that sense of entitlement.
Yeah, and they're all like, oh my God, I'm totally flying this day.
I think it's because a plane is one of the last contexts in which people wait on you. You know, in restaurants you can't make a reservation anymore.
No.
Every shop is self-service because it's full of fucking twinks checking their Facebook. It's one of the last
But I think it's also full of twinks checking their Facebook going through the checkout. So it's like that. It's probably easier for them to do it themselves.
They just Facebook chat each other. I'd like to buy this eggplant, please. That's $4.95. Like.
Lol.
But a plane is one of the last places where someone is at your service.
Yeah. Yes.
And I think bogans just go, oh, this is fucking excellent. This must be what it must be like to be on Downtown Abbey.
Downtown Abbey. But it's like, you know, that fucking airline show. Have you ever watched that?
Oh my God. Yeah, but they have people exploding all of the time.
Oh, my God. The rudest people who ever lived. It's like, okay, you've paid $19 for your flight to fucking
move. It's like a train
Get
ride.
Get over yourself.
If you pay the same amount of the train ride. If a train was late, you just go, oh, well. If a plane is late,
But I think it's also, you know, the people, like, going on a plane for a lot of people is kind of a special occasion.
Not nowadays,
but you find that generally, kind of, you know, we're talking about those rude bogans who are off to Bali.
Yeah, whose idea of luggage is that big red, white and blue striped bag.
Yeah, the $2 shop. So it's like, oh, this is going to be the best time ever. It would be like getting a whole bunch of brides.
Yeah, it's like a hen's night in the sky.
Yeah, it's all just make it all perfect. It's everything's got to be fantastic.
It's awful. Like, I feel so much sympathy for our dear friend.
I really like traveling.
Absolutely, yes.
And I really like flying, but the way people act on planes.
Yes. Well, the thing that I've taken from, you know, my years of working in bars and all that, you know, in service industries, is that sometimes it is immensely powerful to be too nice.
Kill them with kindness.
Kill them with kindness. If someone's being an asshole, then affix that fake smile on your face. Let them know that you hate their fucking guts. But go, certainly, sir, I'll do anything.
Oh, so you're saying be British about it.
Yes.
Yes, fuck you very much, sir. Thank you.
Yes. There is immense power in that.
Because the British can say, excuse me, and make it sound like you fucking asshole, you're in my way. Excuse me. Thank you.
Yes. Thank you.
If I can fucking interject for a moment here.
Grunty!
Oh, fuck, I thought you'd fallen asleep.
No, I was just face down in the shrubbery. Don't worry.
I didn't know Crew was here.
Pedro had some uphill gardening to do. That's all right. I'm working up. If I could just interject here, this seems like an opportune moment to promote my latest business venture.
Oh, God.
Which is Wrongin's Air.
Oh, Christ.
Wrongin's Air.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Get up, yeah. Wrongin's Air is the slogan. For interested listeners, we are flying thrice weekly between Avalon and the Gold Coast.
To MPs. Meeting place.
I have invested in a landing strip outside MPs at the Gold Coast with a special shuttle bus to the back room of the boat in Brisbane. And if I can just interject for a moment and just reassure any listeners that customer service is the highest priority at Wrongin's Air.
Really?
Absolutely. And we offer all customers, they're not satisfied with the service of the fucking eject seat, cunt. You're acting like God? Let's see if you can fucking fly. Boom, shakalaka. Although it must be said, sometimes it's not, you know, Wrongin's, it's a startup. We can't afford the latest in jet technologies. So we're running a number of army surplus planes that we picked up cheap from the set of MASH in the late 80s.
Are there seats on the plane?
Sometimes, there are.
Right.
If you book early, sometimes.
Yeah.
I'd be terrified to turn up to Wrongin's Air and find that it's a beanbag with a seatbelt.
Look, some people have compared us to Tiger, and to which I reply, just give us time and we will aspire to those standards. So sometimes your eject seat is non-optional. Sometimes that just happens.
Right.
But I've got Pedro and his schoolboy mates working on the Trolley Dolly program.
Right.
Right. Okay. Yeah, yeah.
And so we serve complimentary tea, coffee, and amyl in flight.
Do you ever pump the amyl just through the air conditioning? Just...
Well, sometimes that's just how it turns out.
Right.
I'm out the back having a quick toot and it just spills a bit. Just sometimes. Well, I'm just saying, if you're dissatisfied with your current carrier,
yes,
then please look into Wrongham's Air.
We will look into it.
Into it.
It'll be like looking into the sun. I'm not. Maybe we won't be able to look at anything else again.
Next time you fly the flatulence of the skies on Wrongham's Air.
Wow, this has just become an advertorial now.
Thank you, Grumpy.
Just saying,
all right, go back to sleep, Grumpy.
Oh dear.
Wow. Well, I don't know if that's been any help at all to Bevan.
No. Poor Bevan.
It doesn't really matter what I say now because we're going to cut that bit out anyway.
I'm going to have to.
Yeah, I think you're right.
I think so.
Talk poofy to me.